Jess, has every single piece of analysis been done on last season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have to... the learning from that happened kind of the day after our finals weekend last year, I guess. The learning happened throughout the 2017 season, and it continued in the immediate weeks after that. And then we were very much into the planning of this season and looking forward, really. So there were some definite key learnings from last year. One of them is we've got to start stronger. We put ourselves on the back foot last year, I think, not able to string together the results we wanted in those first few rounds. So, but then I think the positive out of that is anything is possible. And this group clearly showed that they've got a never say die attitude and got ourselves on a winning streak of 8-9 matches at a critical time, really. And I think that bodes really well because it gives a sense of confidence. We don't want to do it that way again, clearly. But I think it's really reassuring to know just what this group was capable of last year, and having retained a high percentage of last year's squad. I think that will give a real sense of belief and confidence in the ability that we've got in this group. So, yeah, you know, the few changes we've made have been about making sure we've got the right people, not just the best players. And Anna and I feel really strongly about that, the team cohesion and making sure everybody is genuinely on the same page and living the values that the Team Bath culture sets out, really, and seeing those behaviours session in, session out is absolutely critical for us. So that's where we've invested most of our time and energy this year.
My entire question's in one answer, so thank you very much.
Sorry, I have a bad habit.
No, that's good. Obviously, the squad then, how have things been going pre-season behind closed doors that we haven't been seeing?
They've been going really, really well. We've had a really good pre-season programme in terms of opportunities that we've created in our match play and how we've gone about training this year. So, you know, we obviously started off with the Fast Five competition, which was a great kind of, I know everybody was really engaged in that, and it was a really great kickstart to the season and made the final in that. And I think it was just a real feel-good, a great way to kickstart. And then subsequently, we've had some fantastic match play opportunities for the group. And obviously, when Ebony and Kadeen have been with us, we've maximised those times. And then our training in between that has been homework, 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 really. Anna and I have had clear themes set out across the pre-season and obviously fine-tuning the closer we get, and a lot of repetition since Christmas. To come this side of Christmas, have our own tri tournament at home, which, you know, was groundbreaking in terms of its live streaming, was fantastic. We then played Wales the following week in a much different environment, a closed game, which allowed us to build on that work. And then we hit number two in the world in New Zealand just a week after that. So the first 3 weeks in January were brilliant for us. They threw everything at us, both in terms of the quality of the opposition, and enabled us not just to rotate our squad without purpose, but we had a clear shopping list of things we needed to tick off before we arrive at Northumbria next Saturday. And I think Anna and I have tried to make sure the season has prepared us as coaches and players, and made sure that we're checking and challenging ourselves and make sure we're match ready as well. So it's been a really, really positive pre-season. One of the best, I think, that we've put together.
There was a lot of good feedback on that tri tournament. Was there ever a doubt that it wouldn't get that kind of feedback?
I don't know. I guess I leave all the kind of technical issues to people far, far better qualified than me. But I think one of the things I'm always super proud of at Bath is that we're always trying to find innovative ways to promote the game globally, yeah. Not just about ourselves, but kind of we take a big responsibility and feel we have an obligation to make sure that we're really doing our part in promoting the sport that we all love. So yeah, I was just super proud that it was something that we discussed at franchise board level. Anna and I were involved in that conversation. We've got some brilliant people involved behind the scenes at Team Bath who are as committed as anybody to making sure the sport grows. And, you know, in turn, it obviously gave us a fantastic profile. But I think in the immediate short term, it was about how else can we go about getting this game out to the masses, really. So I don't know, would have I expected it to not have gone down so well? I don't know, because I just think there's a real thirst at the minute for people to want to see high quality netball. So I think it was a win-win, really. But I know what you're saying. There are risks as well, because once you're out in the public domain, you need to make sure that the quality of what you put out there is also good enough. Yeah, but, you know, all the feedback we've had, the amount of compliments on social media were fantastic. Are there things that we or the, you know, the broadcast want to do better? Of course, but until we kind of get more and more opportunities, only then can we learn that. So, yeah, I think for the short term and the immediate impact, I thought it was brilliant. And like I say, super proud that we were able to host such an event like that.
Jenny and David certainly did a great job as well. So it's good to have somebody like them on board.
Yeah, really great. I mean, Jenny obviously brings a fantastic profile from the world of sport and broadcasting. And I think it was great with David's skill set. You know, he's heavily involved in Team Bath, which was great, but he's highly professional and obviously broadcasts himself daily on the radio. So I think we were very fortunate to have someone like David involved in the franchise who we could recommend, really. So, yeah, it was nice and it was fresh and it was great to be able to involve both of them.
Recently, we saw the Quad Series. Did you go?
I didn't go, mainly because our training clashed with most of it. But we were all heavily glued to TV screens as a squad and very much behind the squad. And obviously, Ebony and Kadeem, we have a vested interest in. But yeah, our WhatsApp group was going crazy, I think, on most matches. So yeah, we weren't there, but we were there in spirit for sure. So yeah, it was brilliant. It was a great spectacle, wasn't it, for the game?
I mean, the pair of them were absolutely amazing.
Well, I fear I will come across slightly biased now, but in all honesty, I genuinely think that they both contributed hugely to the overall performances of England, obviously alongside others, but I couldn't be happier with the impact they both had. I just thought that Ebony came into games in game one and game two. She got critical turnover in that first game, which I think then kind of turned the screw in that extra time. I thought she was fantastic in terms of her entry from the bench into the match. And again, in game two, she was brought into the court a bit earlier, which I thought was right, given the impact in game one, and then deservedly given a start position in that South Africa match. And her leadership is, I think, known to most of us, but in particular, obviously, in our team, we see Ebony's leadership week on week. And I think she just goes about her job in a very calm, cool way. And her presence on court is intimidating, I think, for any player. But she's a very intelligent lady, and that translates into how she plays the game. And she's very selective, got a great eye for detail, and is very reflective, but is able to put that out onto the court quite quickly. So, yeah, I think it was brilliant to see Ebony and Kadeem. I couldn't be prouder of the maturity that I felt Kadeem showed. I think she's been on the scene for a long time, but actually, you know, those first couple of years in the national setup, she wasn't necessarily the ready-made deal. And I think there's been a lot of pressure on Kadeem's shoulders. You know, it's a hard place to be when you're an up-and-coming goal attack trying to step into the shoes of the likes of Pam. And knowing that we didn't have at that time, lots of goal attacks coming through. We're in a much healthier position now, but yeah, I just thought Kadeem, in terms of her contribution and maturity, she did a lot of work as a goal shooter and came out of the circle. Her relationship's obviously building really nicely with Helen, and obviously Joe wasn't around. But yeah, I think she's just maturing. I just see an athlete there who's much more comfortable in her own skin, is understanding her role both as a goal attacking goal shooter, which I think will be a great offering for England both now and in the future. I love working with Kadeem, and it's a real privilege to have seen them both really step up. And, you know, she put a big shift in at goal shooter in one of those matches. I know her lungs will have been feeling it, but I think just the attitude she had and the commitment she wanted to make to that team to get over the line was brilliant to watch. I'm really, really proud of both of them.
Yeah, great having her back. I mean, Anna's been in that England situation. What do you reckon Tracy would have learned?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'm sure there's like a whole list of things that Tracy and the team of staff and coaching team will have been making note. They obviously had the pressures, you know, that post the squad series, that they now need to name their squad for Commonwealth Games. I can only really speak from my lens as a coach, I guess. I felt that. I thought it was so refreshing to witness them actually when it went to 4 or 5, you know, they put their foot on the accelerator and were able to get themselves back in the game. I thought that was a huge step forward. Far more resilience and a lot more composure to do that. And I think obviously everyone talks about the first game and the extra time, but it so easily could have slipped away from them early in the game. So I really enjoyed that. Interestingly, I thought we looked more comfortable against the New Zealand style of play. I think we struggled more against Australia, but I felt Australia also struggled. I think both teams, in terms of the pressure from second phase to that pass, it tightened up in the attacking thirds, which I think is great in terms of us having a defensive impact on Australia. But I think as an attack, we definitely didn't look as comfortable against that Australian style. So yeah, that I get that would be one of my key take homes is, you know, when you go into a, a major championship, you meet different styles, you know, within 24 hours of each other, and it's going to be understanding how they can flick the switch on that. And very quickly understand how do we work to work the super strengths of the individuals, but also the team and combat those styles day on day. But yeah, I mean, they'll have been tons of learning. It's not my place to say. I'm sure Tracy's got enough on her plate, but I think there's a lot of positives for the team to take into the Commonwealth Games and lots of great individual performances. Another standout for me was Serena. I just think having worked with her as a youngster and watched her just grow, it's really strange to see her almost a seasoned international and the mature one. I felt she was so understated in both the way that she led the midcourt. It was great to see her play centre. I love her at centre where she can have an impact in both attack and defence. And it will stick in my mind. I did message her around how understated I felt her celebration was at the end of game one. And I think that is a demonstration of an athlete who understands what they're trying to achieve. It isn't done in that one result. And I just loved everything about how she went about her job really in the quad series. A brilliant world-class player that England have got there.
What about those first couple of fixtures?
Yeah, it's going to be fun, isn't it? We've got a bit of a road trip first.
I'll leave that to you.
We're going on our road trip up to Northumbria, which, to be honest, early in the season, when you talk about teamness and cohesion, I think that's a really good thing, actually. Get us out on the road or in the air, which is what we'll be doing. Just getting everyone together, really, and going on the road, having our overnight stay and some time together up in Northumbria. That's never an easy fixture for us. I think it's a difficult place to go and play a pretty game. So, yeah, we're very well aware of that. And we've done our homework. We appreciate Northumbria's team has changed quite a bit. So we've obviously been drawing on previous knowledge of some individuals that have moved from other teams. And then knowing what we know from having played against that style over the last couple of years. So we're going to have to really work hard. And we know that we're going to be in games throughout the 60 minutes. And we've got to be far more clinical. And we've got to convert off our possession better year on year, really. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. Then we have a little bit of a reprieve, but then we have 4 games in 11 days, I think it is. So, it's by the third week, I think we'll have played 5 games, which is crazy to think about that.
It's a bit like that for all teams this season as well. It's not just Bath, but you're finally back at home the back end of, like, February or start of March.
Yeah, no, I think we're lucky in that sense because we're obviously on the road with a little bit of a good training week after that. So that's going to be interesting for us, you know, like really utilising a clear training week. And then we hit Celtic Dragons away, which isn't too far for us, obviously, on a Monday. And then Surrey Storm followed by Seven Stars. So, yeah, we're definitely going to be on a bit of a roller coaster, but we've put things in place already knowing what our schedule's like, as I'm sure most teams have, to maximise time together, to make sure that we're reflecting on games and doing our opposition analysis way ahead of time. But yeah, to know that kind of this time in 3 or 4 weeks we'll be 5 games in with points on the board, hopefully, is both scary but exciting.
Do you reckon Lightning and Thunder will be snapping at your heels this season?
Do you know what? I think I'm always a bit disappointed in myself when I'm a bit cliche. I do think it's genuinely a difficult one to call. It's been funny, you know, seeing some notifications up on Twitter asking people to predict their top four. And even from that, you can see that it's quite challenging. I think you've got Sirens who will be backing themselves, you know, being a stronger unit this year. Loughborough, Wasps, Mavericks. It is a massively difficult one to call. I think what I like about the league this year is, for the last couple of years, is there's no hiding place. You have to be able to perform at the right times. And you have to have some consistency around your performance. And I think that's most probably where the likes of Wasps have been more successful. And, you know, we demonstrated we can string together 9 wins, but you can't do it off the back of a real dip in form. So I think for any team this year to make the top four, I think that collectively they're going to have to be able to put performances out that are match winning more often than not and prevent those dips, really. So, and it'll be those teams, I think, that have had the more consistent performances and string together those performances that will end up in the top four. So, yeah, it's a hard one to call. I wouldn't say it's just going to be Thunder and Loughborough, I can tell you that. I think there'll be far more teams on our heels than that.
Well, Jess, good luck for the rest of the season. And we can find out more at netball.teambath.com. Good luck.
Thank you.